We're doing the Magen Midovna. We're up to Shaar HaBitachon, the fifth chapter, page Resh Ayin Tes. And the Magen Midovna developed a thought which he's about to take a step further to use what he explained to interpret sections of Talmud, to interpret mitzvos in the Torah. He said, Bitachon causes success. Bitachon, you have bitachon in Hashem, Hashem will bring you salvation. Obviously, like all formulas, every amulet is like a medication. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. But in general, this is the direction it works. And now, using his formula, he's going to explain a few areas of Talmud. We have to realize that this is his chidush, meaning before I saw the Magen Midovna, I did not understand the Talmud this way or the mitzvos this way. So let's see what he's going to show us. He says, "Asher ken amru rabotenu zichronam livracha." Because of that premise, because of what I said, that when you have bitachon, so then you have greater hashgacha and you have greater success. What we learned last time. That's why our sages said, "Arba'at zichin chizuk vechan mema bitachon." The Talmud says in Brachos there are four areas where a person must strengthen himself, and one of them is bitachon. Shneimar kavei Hashem chazak v'amitzbecha v'kavei Hashem. It says, hope for Hashem. He should strengthen your heart and continue hoping for Hashem. So my understanding was always, the Talmud is telling you areas where we are naturally weak, where nature works against us. So Chazal said, strengthen yourself. In bitachon, in tefillah, in Torah, there are areas that a person is going to have to work harder to attain these areas. That's not what he's saying. He's saying our sages said, strengthen yourself there, because by strengthening yourself there, you'll have greater success. That's going in line with his explanation. And the verse says, "Bashketu v'itchat yegvuratchem," with calm, with confidence, you will have might. "Ki'apachadu asibad anfila v'ashever," because fear is what causes one to fall and break. "Umavoi shuah v'bitachon," and confidence is what causes salvation. So again, that's not the way I understood the verse. I always understood the verse, you're going to have such might that you're going to go to war with confidence and tranquility. He comes and says, no, the confidence and tranquility is what will give you the might. If you walk towards a challenge with confidence and tranquility, so that's what will give you the success. Lachen tzivait barach la'achriz, and according to this, in line with this reasoning, says the Magen Midovna, Hashem commanded us, when we go to war, so we make a declaration. Whoever is fearful, whoever has a soft heart, should go back home. Don't melt the hearts of your brethren like your heart has melted. Says the Magen Midovna, why should fear affect our success? Being that it is Hashem who's fighting our battles, being that it's not a question of our strength or our might, If it's Hashem that's giving us success, why does it matter if you're scared or not scared? But says the Magen Midovna, no, when it comes to the salvation Hashem gives a person, the greater his bitachon, the more success he's going to see from Hashem. So on a spiritual level, he will be more successful if he has more bitachon. Aval hu hadavar she'amarnu, this is what we've been saying. Ki shorash u'mavo ha'yeshua, the root and the source of salvation, hu ha'bitachon ha'shalem, that's having complete confidence in Hashem. V'shorash ha'nefila v'hatchalata, and the root of a downfall, the beginning of a downfall, hu ha'pachad, that's fear. U'molam lo tavo yeshua alev mefached. Scary sentence he says here. He says someone who's scared is never going to have a salvation. Salvation doesn't come to those that are scared. V'lo mapala alev shalem, shalev. And if someone is confident, he'll never fall. I don't know how to interpret this. I have to translate. I have to be faithful to the text. It's not me talking, it's him talking. I don't know how he could say such a thing, but this is what he says. He says, look in Judges. What does God say to Gidon? He says, "Kum red b'machane." Gidon, you're going to take your 300 men, you're outnumbered 100 to 1, and you're going to win this war. Go down to the camp. God tells Gidon, listen. It's the middle of the night. You go down and listen to the soldiers talk. Then you'll be strong and you'll be able to overcome them. Why? Why does God tell Gideon, listen? You'll hear the soldiers speak about how scared they are of you and your men. You'll have confidence in Hashem and you'll be victorious. Why that necessary step? The whole war was miraculous. So why does God give Gideon that commandment? Go down, listen to the soldiers speak about how scared they are of you. And one has a dream and the other one will interpret that dream to mean that you're going to be victorious in the war. And then you can attack. Why does Gideon need that extra step? Because success comes to those that aren't scared, and Gideon was scared. That's what the Magen Midvna wants to say. Now again, all the examples the Magen Midvna gave, I'm willing to hear that they illustrate the concept that success and fear don't go together. But he said a formula. He said, you'll never succeed if you're scared. You'll never fail if you're confident. I don't know how you could say such a formula. So you could say he's talking as a generalization. But he says it. I don't know. So again, we could go with the Rav Chaim of Elazhin that says the same formula. He says, depending on your level of confidence, that will define your success. And if you have 100% complete confidence that Hashem is running the world, so then no harm can befall you. The reason harm befalls us is because we're not 100% confident. So there is this idea. It's said. It's Rav Chaim Velazhin says it, and now we see it here. That the reason we don't have 100% success is because we don't have 100% confidence. And it goes hand in hand. Okay, I don't know where it's coming from, but they're saying it. And again, the verses illustrate specific instances. They're saying it as a global formula. Yeah?
I think if you're scared psychologically, you may act in ways that are self-defeating.
So we said last time that that's a nice derivative, but that's not what he's saying. I'm very tempted to not be faithful to the text and say that, but that's not what he's saying, and I have to be faithful to the text. I have no problem saying what you're saying. I can say fear is self-defeating. I could say a lot of things along the lines you're saying, but that's not what it says here. Yeah.
Is it possible that he's just defining success in the way that if someone has so much betachon, they just totally buy into the gamzulatov, and whatever happens, they feel it's successful? It's a reach.
I don't
it's
think so.
I don't either, but no. I can't come to terms with it.
He's saying something that we have a hard time coming to terms with, but that's what he's saying.
Yep.
I can't change what he's saying.
I mean, have there been times in Jewish history where you could say that we had that level of faith and we're not successful? It's hard to judge.
You want me to question what he said? Yes. I could tell you that when Joshua went and attacked the city of Ai, so then there were sinners among Israel. Joshua had no reason to think he wouldn't be successful. He had just won a victory against Jericho, which was a much bigger city, and he lost because he had a certain sin in his camp. So then he comes back and he's shocked. Everyone's floored. How'd we lose that war? We outnumbered them. We out-militarized them. We had every reason to win. How'd we lose? So he's devastated, and God says, because you sinned. So, if you want me to quote the situations where I think they're good questions on this whole theory. Yeah, I think that's a good question. So he's going to address this in a roundabout way. He says, he's saying the second time they fought Ai, God tells them, you'll be victorious, but set up an ambush when you go to war. Why does God have to tell them to set up an ambush? God told them they're going to win. God says, set up an ambush and you'll win. Why is that important? And the way they fought that second war against Ai was they attacked and then they started running. They made an about face, and the people of Ai left their city. They thought they were being victorious the second time, and they started giving chase, and the Jews ran out to the desert. And as they were running out to the desert, the ambush went into the city of Ai and turned it on fire. And when the city of Ai, when the Jews saw the smoke coming out of the city of Ai, that was their sign. They turned around, they made an about face again, and they attacked the people of Ai. The people of Ai turned back, saw their city was in flames, and they lost. So why didn't they start attacking until they saw the smoke coming out of the city? Because then they were confident. I don't know. It doesn't answer my first question, right? I don't know. And when we had the civil war, we're going to learn about Be'ezrat Hashem next week in our Navi class, and the story of Pilegish Begiva. So the first two times the Jews attacked Benjamin, God said attack, they attacked, they lost. And they finally, they asked Hashem, what's going on? And Hashem said, okay, here's how you do it, and set up the ambush and you'll win. So if God's telling them they'll win, the first two times God did not say they'll win. God said, you can attack your brothers. So they did, and they lost. So the third time, they set up an ambush, and again, same idea. The tribe of Benjamin leaves the city thinking they're winning, and the ambush comes into the city and destroys the city, and then they turn around on Benjamin. So that time, why did they have to use these tactics? He says, the enemy, so in the case of Benjamin, it was Jews. In the case of Ai, it was pagans. He's saying they were tranquil, and when a person has tranquility, they are victorious. And now he's giving us a totally different interpretation of tranquility. Then it doesn't go with what we connected it to Rav Chaim Volozhiner. Until now, we kept talking about Boteach Bashem. And now he's saying Libam Shalev. I don't know what to make of this. Because you want to tell me Benjamin had full confidence in Hashem, I could still go with that. But the people of Ai, they were pagans. So I don't know. He says, because they were tranquil, lachen asu ma'arav lachnis pachad b'libam. So they had to use this ploy by making the ambush, so then the people themselves got scared. Once they got scared, you could win them. Now that's starting to sound much more like what you were saying. It's a psychological thing. It has nothing to do with God. It's not an issue of salvation from above, but that didn't seem to be the direction he was going until now. So if that's what he's saying, I have no problem. If it's psychological, when you're confident, you have a greater chance of victory. So I could tell you they... Someone sent me a YouTube video which showed TED. You know TED Talks? There's a fantastic website called TED. TED Talks or TED, where this guy brings all kinds of new research. And so on this video, they showed that there are positions in which we sit which show confidence, and there are positions which show lack of confidence. So... they knew that. They knew body language shows confidence or lack of confidence. But then what they discovered was that if they could have people sit in a position that reflected confidence for 2 minutes before an interview, so then close to 90% were more successful than people who sat in the opposite position. So now they're telling people, before you go into an interview, sit down in a position that really shows confidence. Spend 2 minutes in that position. And then go into the interview. How do you usually prepare for an interview? You're sitting on this uncomfortable chair. Your whole body is squished. You're reading your notes again. And these are positions which they discovered. They took tests of the saliva. And they found, as far as there are components in the saliva which indicate the brain is working in the direction of confidence and action. And there are components that indicate a level of fear, a level of lack of confidence. And they found that after 2 minutes of a person sitting in a position of confidence, so just that position, you know, we spread out when we're confident. We talk with our hands wide. We lean forward. Just doing that for 2 minutes made a person much more confident when they came across, when they came to the interview. And they had bystanders watch without hearing the words said at the interview. They had people watch the interviews, and over 90% of the people who watched the interviews without hearing the words said that the people, without knowing, the control group, meaning the group that had sat for 2 minutes beforehand in a position of confidence, had over a 90% vote for them compared with the other group. Meaning they were 90% better than the other group because they had sat in that position. So sitting in a position of confidence affects us. So the external affects the internal. And when you have more confidence, so then you come across much better at the interview. So, yeah, I have no problem going with that. If that's what he's saying, no problem. Fine. When the people of Ai were confident, they were victorious at war. That's what all the good coaches do. They say, guys, we're going to do it, right? I know we're losing 100-1, but we're going to do it. We're going to make the world record. Guys, you have it in you. Okay, good. I have no problem. In the beginning, that did not seem to be the way it was going. It seemed to be a godly thing. He said... God gives him better ashgacha. That's coming from above. That's why I said, I agree with the concept. What you're saying, that confidence breeds success. No problem. Real confidence, not haughtiness. Confidence breeds success. Fear breeds failure. Granted. But now that does seem to be the route he's going. Klal ha'olim. He ends this chapter and says, our rule is, Priya bitachon hashgacha. The fruit of having bitachon is that you have greater hashgacha. God watches over you better. The greater confidence you have, the more hashgacha, the more bounty you get from above. And when a person slacks in his bitachon, in his confidence, Hashem removes his hashgacha, and then, so to speak, he's left to the wind, he's left to the way nature will play itself out. So that's his general rule at the end of the chapter, and I think the general rule really combines the two. He begins by saying, you have confidence, you'll have hashgacha. You don't have confidence, it's not that you're full, but then you're left to the whims of nature. Okay, I don't know what to make of this. So we're left with I'm left with a lack of clarity at the end of this chapter. But we saw interesting ideas anyways. It's in every direction.